We're coming for the championship. Hey. We're going to keep the energy high. Game on. We love it. Let's go, baby.
Let's go, boy.
So, the headphones fell apart, which is how we got started today.
Yeah,
we're going to blame Marty on that because he's not here to defend himself.
He's
normally,
his fault.
Yeah, it was totally Marty's fault. They wouldn't have fallen apart if he wasn't doing a fantasy draft today.
Ugh. Oh, bummer.
You guys do fantasy?
Yes, sir.
I don't do too much of it, no. Ugh. Not too good.
Yeah, you're talking to two fantasy haters over here.
Yeah. No, not haters, but just disinterested.
Oh, I'm a hater.
Say disinterested. I agree. I will raise my hand for that one as well.
Yeah, but I'm glad the headphones are working. You got yours. I had to run out to my car and get mine. Here.
You know, we got to get prepared for these things. So I have to have backup headphones, backup microphones. We don't have either of those things, but.
But we're back at Adolph's. So we got all the lights on.
We're
all the electricity working.
Yeah. Live from Adolph's.
Live from Adolph's.
We're living our best lives.
We're living our best lives here.
Come on through.
they were fantastic and offered every kickball player a free beer. For last week.
Which I am enjoying right
which
now.
Which enjoying
that's
right now.
That's right. I forgot they were going to say that. Cheers, guys.
Yes. And I told, so we wanted to get someone from Kickball on. Kickball Thursdays. We're sitting here at Adolph's, as we said. And I walked down there. Everyone said no. And then I come back up and I told Tim. I'm like, you know, I need to get the purple team up here. They are, so we have a team, can't do untouch this in football. That's crazy. They were purple, surprisingly. And I told him before you guys walked up, I'm like, these guys are 10 times over the top than they are. You guys bring your own hype crew.
Oh, we do.
Have a gallery behind the bench.
We always have fans.
They're a tough team to top in terms of hype because they party the entire game. And then at the end of the game, they give
We got their pitcher right here.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Shout out Juice.
Hey, how we doing? How we doing here? Yeah.
No, he sat right down. Man.
Oh, yeah. He's all about this.
All right. I'll tell
first,
you that.
Before we dive into anything else, this is the Encore Game On Sports podcast. You can follow us on Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, pretty much anywhere podcasts are found. Follow the league social media accounts at Game On Buffalo on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we'll share this episode on all of those platforms tomorrow. This is our 59th episode, Brandon. We're
next
reaching
one's
milestones.
Big.
I know the next one's big.
Big 6-0.
But we're joined by, what team are you guys? Brandon failed to mention that,
we're
other
the
than
kickers.
The purple team.
Keg Kickers, a.k.a. the Leg Lickers.
I'd never heard that one before.
That's a good one.
Our group chat name.
Real quick, so you got the Keg Kickers, i.e. Leg Lickers. Introduce yourselves. So right here we got...
I am Michael LaBarber, the first baseman.
I'm Grayson Wright. I play the outfield.
Juice, the pitcher.
Hey.
All-time pitcher.
Is that a self-given nickname or just because you got up there and pitched so fast everyone?
It's always my nickname. I always had the juice.
He so always had
the
juice.
That's why they call me it.
I didn't know his first name up until like four months ago, and I've known him for years. So it's always been Juice.
Before we dive into this, I got to ask you a question before I forget. So I was walking to my car because I moved it closer because I'm lazy.
Yep.
You like got you fell down. At the pitcher's mound. What happened? Did the ball come back so fast it just knocked you over? What happened there?
I fell twice today. One time I was throwing the ball at somebody.
You got the out?
I smacked
got the
them,
out.
Got the out. And I fell that time. Another time, the ball was in the dirt, so I had to die for it.
I'm in.
So
putting that A effort in.
I had to give it up. I had to lay my body out there for
He's
the team.
He's putting all of the juice into the throw.
You got that.
Oh, he did. And they came running out to the mound, too. So is this your first year in kickball game honors?
We're the defending champions.
Championship
actually.
in the spring season last year, but we have the same name, just slightly different team, but we kept the same name and we're going for a second championship.
I love it.
So spring, you guys were Thursday night Outer Harbor spring last session as well, or were you guys a different night?
You guys weren't Thursdays.
I believe we were Tuesdays last year.
Yeah.
Okay. in the spring. I was going to say, Brandon, I would hope you would
know. Oh, I would have remembered the team if they
yeah, no, but honestly, we keep the same hype and energy as we had last year. I swear, like, we're, like, the loudest team out there. We don't try to be too obnoxious or loud, but
yeah,
cause
you
we
wanna,
love
you
our
team.
You want
to ruin the environment and make us feel like we're tryhards. Oh, you know, you have to enjoy the time that you're having with your team. You know?
There's a way to do it. There's a way to, you know, have a good time and party on the sidelines, but not be rubbing it into the other team's
and
face.
And obnoxious.
And if they're feeding off of you guys having a good time, then it makes it fun for everybody.
Yeah,
so
I think both teams were both in fair parties today, and they both enjoyed our company as we enjoyed theirs. They're a great team. I think we are as well, and we both played our asses off.
Very high scoring game.
Yeah, I've noticed. So I've subbed on Thursdays for when Brandon hasn't been able to make it, or I've come out and visited. And I do Wednesday night kickball. Not that Wednesday night kickball is not. I don't know. It's just a different environment at the Outer Harbor. Maybe it's just because of the location. There's three fields going at once.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have a lot of obstacles like you do at Delaware Park. There's some trees in the way and just the way things have been set up. I don't know. I love it at the Outer Harbor. It seemed like there was a huge vibe around it. Everybody's getting along with one another.
And I also really love what they're doing with the Outer Harbor. It's
starting
to become a very beautiful place to bring around and have events like this. Now we can start doing things like this, and it's nice because it brings people there and
so one thing, keep
one
the mic.
Thing,
yeah, keep the mic with you. Keep going like this.
Yeah, you keep moving your hands, and the mic just keeps on going.
The head is
I'll
going
get better.
No, it's okay. It's a learning
he's
curve.
He's Italian. He talks with his hands.
Oh yeah,
he
we have to.
It.
That's
he
why Brandon
it.
Normally has the mic stand.
I
both hands
so
at the same time.
I usually, if I come and set up, I have one of those mic stands, and it sits like this, so I can just talk with my hands, but I can keep my head right here.
I'm the same way, Italian, probably.
So you guys do any other sports besides kickball?
Mainly just like a couple of pickup games of like, honestly, we go up to that Tift field on the turf field on Tift, and we play kickball there often just as like fun. Or like we go and play.
I think I know which one you're talking
wiffle
about.
Wiffle ball or anything.
They have
like
a name
that.
For
we
it.
Like
I just don't know.
Is it right off
like
of like the Route 5?
Right by Holy Family.
It's
Holy Family Church?
It's on Tift. It's by Holy Family Church. They just opened up like a turf. Actually, they've had it there for like 5 years now.
I think I know which
like
one you're
nice
talking
turf
about.
It's a turf field and it stayed in good shape and it's always open. So we go there and we play kickball or wiffle ball or football or whatever. We just try to stay in shape and have some fun.
Here we go.
Brandon's got some massive.
So we have another team member. Who we got over here?
Oh, he had the top
my
center.
My name is Cody Breedlove.
What position?
Center outfield.
You got
all right.
He's got the bandana on.
He's got the top
on.
Center, top 10 probably
also
this week.
Also on the championship team from last season.
Yep, he's got the bandana on, so Brandon's already in love
he
with
him.
He
made a spectacular catch in outfield today that
I
surprised
wear,
all of us.
When I play sports, I wear the bandana also.
The cutoff sleeve.
Cutoff sleeve, bandana. You got to, man.
It's the go-to.
Any sports in high school?
I never played like for high school, but I played like a lot of house leagues. I played a lot of basketball. I played baseball, and then you know like when any of them we can always go up to Kaz and play soccer or anything like that.
I'm
like,
a member of the BDSL,
so
oh okay.
We're always playing something, trying to.
Nice.
Just sorry, I acted like I knew what that meant. BDSL stands for
the Buffalo District Soccer League.
Okay, nice.
You just won his championship.
I just won the championship
like,
for the.
I like how you called yourself out. You're like, actually, I have no idea what that means.
I should probably ask if we're going to continue this conversation.
I play for a club called OP Alliance, and we won the championship division this year. So we'll be going to Premier, which is the top level. In the BDSL. So.
Well, you got. I don't know if you guys knew that. Game On does multiple sports.
Do they? Yeah. You do touch football. I see the emails.
I want to play flag football for you guys. That should be
fun.
We
don't do flag. We do touch.
Touch.
It's only touch.
Touch. Yeah, touch.
Yeah, way better.
Can't touch this.
Just as fun. Mm-hmm. Just as fun.
Oh, yeah. It's
Is it at the same spots?
So we play at Conway, which is right over here. It's the – if you came from kickball – that big open field to your left as you're driving here.
Okay.
That's where we play.
Okay.
And then in the spring, we just got played at Turf Field right over down here in South Buffalo.
Okay.
The new Madai campus.
Okay.
We actually played on turf.
The Madai campus is very nice.
Yeah, it's where we play
I've
football.
I played a couple games.
Yeah, we just got invited to the ribbon cutting for that. So I was pretty excited
that's
about
cool.
that.
It's a cool achievement.
So how do you guys all know each other? Obviously, you said you just met your pitcher, 4 months ago session?
No. I've known
we're
him
all
for
high school
a long
friends.
Time.
We're all,
but
we're all high school
if
friends.
If I'm being honest, I didn't really know his first name, like actual first name, until a couple months ago.
Oh, nice.
I've only ever known him as Juice, but I've known this whole team for
At least five years plus. Like, yeah, so, like, long, long time.
So how long have you guys been playing in the league for? Now, you said you won the championship. You guys are defending your title.
This is our second year.
This is our second year.
Okay, how did you guys find out about the league?
I found out through him. They just signed me this year.
Oh, nice.
If I'm being honest with you, last year, I just got a text one day that, like, you guys want to play in a kickball league. And instantly I was like, Why wouldn't I want to play kickball?
Of course
it's
I want to play.
It really is fun. That is a fun game.
And then we
had
a great team last season, and then this season I was like, I'm not trying to play. And we were a little late for in the spring because I just finished up school and we wouldn't have been able to join in for that one. So it's like, let's get into the summer league. And then we finally got into that, and it's been fantastic ever since.
Yeah, the spring league overlaps with the end of the school year a little bit, so sometimes it's tough for people, you know, maybe they're only going to be here for a couple weeks.
That's how it is with our soccer division. Like, the beginning of soccer season, like, a lot of kids are still at school throughout until the end of that.
What was I going to say?
Sorry, I'm enjoying my
food. Brandon's eating his wings. Normally we feed off one another here.
He's making us all our mouths water.
Have you had their wings?
Oh, I have. They're fantastic.
They're good stuff.
That's what I was going to ask.
Their beer's good, too.
It's cold.
So you guys all know each other from high school, then, obviously, from the area.
Yeah, South Buffalo boys. We're South Buffalo.
Oh, okay,
all
nice.
Of us South Buffalo.
Yeah, all of us.
So what's your favorite part about South Buffalo?
The people.
The tight-knit, yeah. Like, everyone's tight-knit. You can go around and walk anywhere, and you'll see someone that you know, or, like, you know, it's just super close, and that's the best part.
Everybody knows everybody.
It's the best
part. We're like a big family.
What was the hangout spot? So I know I've seen, like, I've golfed at
Talties. We used to hang out at Kaz.
Talties.
Right? Kaz Park was our thing in our generation.
That was before we were 21, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because when I would play golf at Kaz Park, and, like, the twilight, I'd go, like, right at the end of the day and be like, hey, do you mind if I play nine? And they'd be like, sure, whatever.
Nine hole was a party spot for time.
So that's the thing. I would be coming, and it would be dusk, and there would be, like, I'd be like, man.
100 kids out there partying.
Yeah, seriously. Like, on the bridge, there'd be a ton of kids, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to hit my shot, and I can't see anything. I'm going to walk by all of you. Yeah, seriously.
Really?
I was like, Kaz Park.
That was the timing group. They always hung out at hole nine right at Kaz.
How old are you guys?
I'm 25.
I'm 22.
Do you know Quinn?
I know the Quinns.
Quinn Deheen?
Deheen? From Tymon.
I do not.
From Bishop Tymon?
I know Kevin and Connor.
I don't know him.
All right. He's friends of ours. And,
well, the owner here is, like, on the board for Bishop Tymon as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. And Quinn's on the board, too. That's why.
Oh.
But he's your age, 25?
Yeah.
He's
25, 26 years old? I know a couple Quinns.
Yeah. So
that's your last
his first
name.
That's his first name?
Quinn's his first name.
Okay. I know Quinn's is the last name.
Yeah. So that's so. I want to touch on this before we move off of it. So you just chilled on the ninth hole of a golf course?
Not us. The Tymon kids were notorious for that.
I don't like. What'd you just just drink?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like Happy Gilmore. Ninth hole at nine.
That was their
ninth
party spot.
Just drink and have fires.
Every weekend they would go out to the ninth hole and just pound fucking 30 packs and. Just
not gonna
have
lie,
a good
time. I made an appearance a time or two, but.
Yeah, Brandon didn't drink before.
But my my high school, he went to a different high school. I know my high school had a very big rivalry with Tymon.
Yeah. What high school?
I went to South Park. I'm a South Park alumni.
They just won the championship.
Yeah, they won
didn't
states
they?
Not
oh, yeah,
that long
yep,
ago.
We definitely did for sure.
Were you there when they won states or no?
I wasn't.
No, you're 25.
I graduated
so like,
12.
Yeah.
So I've been out of high school for about. Ooh, it's hard now. It's
seven
like 8 years. It's getting.
Don't worry, man. I'm coming up on 15.
Dude, so. once you leave that man, them years just fly by. I'm telling you.
Juice, what high school did you go to?
Hutch Tech.
The Hutch Tech.
Oh, nice.
Okay, we got a city boy here. I like it. How'd you feel about Hutch Tech?
I loved it. It was literally the best school we could have went to. Way better than South Park.
Shit. Man, why are you playing out there, Deuce? Come on, man.
So Hutch Tech has a football team, right? And I know, so they both have football programs.
We were also rivals in high school. Hutch Tech and South Park were rivals in high school.
Yeah.
Baseball, soccer, hockey.
Cornell Cup, right?
Yep.
They would scream South
Cornell
Park.
Cornell Cup, correct.
We would scream Tech. It was everything. Yeah.
Now, do all the other schools what the hell is the one that's by the medical campus? Why can't I think of the name of City Honors? Do you guys all, like, hate City Honors?
You went to City Honors, didn't you?
I went to Canisius.
Oh, that was
Canisius. Canisius. Okay. Do all, like, the other schools dislike City Honors just because
they
do so well
asses,
that they – yeah, seriously. They do so well, and everyone's like, oh, the rest of the school – because I umpired, so I would see a lot of the high schools and stuff from the city. I would do Cornell Cup games all the time, and I'm – that's – schools seemed just fine, at least from umpiring, not any different than any other schools. But sometimes it feels like they get looked down upon in the region. It's so not the case at all.
No.
We got a private school boy over here. Let's not.
Okay, yeah. He's been radio, he's been radio silent since we started on the subject.
What's up? Private school?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Okay, how was that?
All boys school, right?
I like
Canisius.
All boys school.
All boys school.
It is an all boys school.
I think Canisius is. Yeah, so yeah,
I never knew
yeah.
that.
I liked I it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, like, I definitely enjoyed my time there. And I'm not trying to talk. I'm not trying to talk poorly on them or anything like that. But you know, just when I went there, I was iffy on it and all that. I only stayed just because of my parents' stuff like that. But I definitely enjoyed it. It was a really good time. I had fun. Only thing that was kind of bad, like you guys said, all guys school, I'd wear a shirt and tie every day. And I don't mind getting all dressed up. But it's just like they were strict. It's not like I couldn't even have my top.
Yeah, but now my man's a graduate of Syracuse.
Yes, oh, sir.
Wow. Let's get that. You just graduated from Syracuse?
Yes, sir.
What'd you study?
Accounting and finance.
Nice.
You an orange through and through?
Yes, sir.
Orange, baby.
Football, basketball. See, I'm a diehard orange basketball fan.
Are you? Yeah. He's taking me to a couple basketball games.
Only,
I loved it.
The only reason I love their football team is my freshman year. I stormed with their starting linebacker, and he was the captain. His sophomore year up till senior year, and he's actually playing in the NFL right now for the Colts.
Hell yeah.
So, like, he's the only reason that I have any hope for our team, because if one person can, then obviously the team can at some point.
You guys are ranked.
Yes, sir.
Playing
it's our
Clemson.
First time
you got a
in
big
almost
Clemson.
2 decades.
You got a big Clemson game coming up, too.
Yeah.
We better whoop them.
That's the thing that makes a difference for Cuse now, especially with football. I mean, Carrier Dome's an awesome place to watch a game, mm-hmm. and now they're playing
it
all
is,
the big SEC schools just because of the conference that they're in. Or SEC? ACC.
ACC.
ACC. Just the bigger conference games for football. The Big East was big for football, but it was mainly a basketball conference
before that.
I mean, they would have, like, what, 13 of 14 teams in the tournament every year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So best game that you watched there while you were there?
Probably Duke or basketball.
All right,
Duke, there's some
basketball,
good Duke and Syracuse.
It was our home game against Duke.
Yeah, I was there.
Not even that game. We hit a buzzer beater at the end of the game. We all stormed the court, and that was the first time and only time that I ever stormed the court, and that was probably my most favorite game that I've ever
seen.
That's
so much fun to do.
Yeah, that
like
sounds
one
awesome.
One of our top rivals except for Georgetown, and like just to see that happen from like a half-court shot off the glass, it was absolutely insane. I loved every second of it.
It must have been bananas
in
there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Especially when we went to the Final Four, even though we lost. Oh
Syracuse made
God.
A good run that year.
The
they
whole
made a
campus
good
was like,
run.
Oh, the Virginia game
crazy.
Where they came back?
It was crazy.
They were down by a bunch, and then
yeah,
they came back.
Like 20,
and,
Yeah,
they came back and won. And then I'm guessing football had to be just beating Clemson recently.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Well, that's right. That happened last year. We were at Dells. 2 years ago.
That's how long ago it was.
Jesus Christ.
Just having any of those games where you go up against like a top team like that and win, like the whole campus just it just ignites. Like, it's crazy. It's such a good time. Like, those are the times that I'm going to miss the absolute most, because, like, that's when the whole campus comes together, like, as a family, like, thousands and thousands of us just hanging out, having fun, because we all know what it's for. So that was the most fun that I ever had there. It was just cheering for our sports teams, honestly.
That's one big regret I have. I mean, I went to Brockport. I absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But having the experience of having a big sport, like big football team,
yeah,
big basketball
you guys were good.
Team.
You guys were big in lacrosse, though, yeah?
It's D3, though. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not
yeah.
the
also,
level.
It's lacrosse.
Not,
D,
yeah.
And not it's to say that lacrosse isn't huge in college.
Syracuse. They have a phenomenal lacrosse
fantastic.
Team.
But it's not the same as, like, men's basketball. There isn't the same outpouring into that
right.
stadium as there is for,
not
like,
at all.
Syracuse Duke. Like, it's just not the
for
same.
Sure. Yeah. I was at the first time recently that North Carolina came to Syracuse. I was at that game, and then
yeah.
Syracuse won. He said, I'm a diehard Syracuse basketball fan. I'm a Notre Dame football fan, though. So I don't follow their football team, but their basketball team I love. Jerry McNamara is one of my favorite players.
Mm-hmm.
That's going probably before your time.
No, I actually had the chance. I had the opportunity to actually meet him. He's such a nice guy, all that. I met him. I met Jim Boeheim, all of them. Like, all fantastic people everywhere.
Yeah. But I want you guys to break down the game today. So
the game today was very intense. It's actually our first W of the season.
First win.
I didn't think we'd win.
Really?
We've tied the first game, the second game. Then
tied again.
The third game was a nail biter, and then we were down, and then they came up, and they had us beat by 3-1.
Did you enter the scores yet, Brandon, or no? So you guys are 1-1-1 on the season, right? You only have three games.
1-1-2.
1-1-2. Okay.
Well, then I'm missing
two
one.
Two ties, one loss, which we lost by one run. And today we actually came in with a big victorious win.
So break down that game for me. What happened?
Oh.
Well,
where should we start?
It started off with us kicking.
They start off at bat, right?
We started off with us kicking and getting some outs, and then it didn't work out. No, we actually scored three runs our first inning.
We scored first runs the first inning, and we were
all
with
the energy
good
from that.
We haven't had like that
And then when Sticky Ricky and friends came up to kick, they scored five runs.
They scored like six runs on us, so it was like 6-4. Then the very next inning.
And then the second time like they up because of the snake innings, we got all three outs, 1-2-3. We felt happy as hell about that. And then we went ahead. And then every time after that, just kept on shifting. Who
it was
ahead,
a back
who
and
was
forth.
Up,
it went, it went from 4-6, then to like 7-5. Then we were at like 10-6, and then we came back and made it like 11-10. And then they went up like another five runs in the last couple innings. They went up like four or five runs, and we had to come back with we had like two more at bats.
Our last ups, we came up and just absolutely killed it. Like
we were rushing our rushing all our runners all the way from third, trying to get them all the way home.
Anybody who had a chance to get home first, I was chasing after them, screaming "Go, go, go!" Like I was trying to get everybody in the game. I mean, our whole team was. We were all cheering and. Finally, like we got ahead, and then
and sometimes that's where that confidence and that sportsmanship and all that support that comes in handy. Then
get that adrenaline running.
When it really matters, when it really mattered, we hit a grand slam at one time.
Yes, we did.
And then I went up, and when it really mattered, I hit another home run with two runs. So we made those extra yards because we got that hype from our team.
Extra yards.
Extra yards. Yeah, extra yards. It's a game of inches, guys.
Extra runs. Extra runs.
So and you guys were playing Sticky Ricky, and they're 3-3 on the season. So it wasn't. As though you're playing, just a walkover. And even looking at the standings, no one's undefeated. And there's no clear dominant team on Thursday night so far. Because you have Swamp Rabbits are in first. They're 4-1-1. As the standings as they are on the website, I don't know.
I'm missing like one or two games. I had to ref, I had a very tough time grabbing scores.
What it do, babies, is 3-1-1. I'd Kick It is 3-2. They're in third place. Sticky Ricky and Friends currently sits in fourth at 3-3. Alcoholics, 3-3 as well, followed by Blue Ballers, 2-3. Your Base or Mine, 2-3. Sit on My Base. Keg Kickers, which is you guys, at 1-1-1 until Brandon updates your guys' record for today. And then LU Barbarians.
2-1-1, right? 2-1-1 will be?
No. 1-1-2.
Oh, yeah, 1-1-2. That's it.
Oh, mm-hmm. You guys tied today.
Yeah. No, we won today. So.
Okay.
1-1-2.
Was today your first win on the season?
Yes.
Can I actually ask a question about that? Because we didn't have a full team for the first week. Did we get a loss or, like, something for that? Because the first week of it.
Good question, Brandon.
who was I emailing? I have to think.
Probably Joe.
You're probably emailing Joe, not me.
And, We actually weren't here for the first week of it because we didn't have enough females, but he gave us a little leeway.
He might not have had you on the schedule. Did you guys?
No, he said he couldn't schedule us. So
okay,
did we get a loss or anything like that?
You probably would have just had a bye. You just would have had a
reschedule.
Yeah.
We could reschedule.
You probably just have a double. You probably have one
double headers next week or two weeks or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, there's one way to find that out. Let me just pull up your guys' schedule. Kill some time here, Brandon.
No, that's
probably our guests.
No, I said it's amazing that you guys have the hype crew and the crowd that you bring to kickball. You can what's going on in your game from field two all the way to field four.
We love to hear that. We love
and
to hear
and
that.
And everyone's running. Like I knew the game was over today because I was standing there talking to the ump that just finished up, and I'm watching your game. And I see the one guy sliding back to first, and someone must have got him out, and then everyone just stormed the middle.
Yeah.
You guys won today.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
22-19.
Yeah, I got the last out of the game.
Yeah,
so the whole team was mad at me because I'm the kid that wants to try. Now, I'm not gonna say I try extra hard.
Always
but I like
all
to,
the
you're
diving.
You're that gym class hero.
He's seen it. My man's seen it last week on the video. He's got some videos. Hopefully, post
of him
them.
Catching it.
Yeah, post them.
Yeah,
the
guy that had like
I'm
that.
The one who does the scorpion, so I don't mind laying my body out to get that out.
I probably do. I'll have
the
to
guy,
go back and look.
I sent it to you. The guy that like dove and had like his legs came like over top of his
oh,
head.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to send it again.
Yeah, but I play first base, and that's a far run to run almost to home plate and catch.
Oh,
an
yeah.
Out like that.
Yeah. No,
so
it's,
I put a lot of effort in that. I did it like three times that game today. The wind was very, very difficult.
Wind was crazy.
The wind was very difficult. And like every time my ball would get hit to me, I was like, oh, I'm going to dive and get that one. And then it hit like this mean turn and the wind would just take it backwards and I'd have to reach for it. And I missed it a couple times, but we came out with the W.
So you guys have a doubleheader on September 12th. You play Swamp Rabbits.
So 2 weeks.
And then you play Your Base or Mine on okay. that day. And then you have one score missing from the 12th. That's the only thing that I saw
here. Yeah, I'm missing
on
that one.
So if you guys know your score from...
I mean, I don't need you to think about it now. Yeah. I'll grab it next week. But yes, right. It was the that was the week that I umped.
That was a tie game. I know that. 3-3? 5-5, 5-5.
All right, sounds good. 5-5. But no, I said I appreciate you guys jumping on.
Keep up the
hype.
And the enthusiasm.
Keep up the enthusiasm. It's fantastic.
This is a great league to play for, so I love it.
Always
I,
having fun.
I look forward to Thursdays. I really do. Game on Sports, you're doing a great job.
I get out of work, thanks, and guys. I'm happy to come. Like, it's such a fun time.
So make sure you share the podcast with your teammates. You can find it on Spotify, The Encore by Game On Buffalo.
You already got a subscriber
iTunes.
Right here.
Perfect.
iTunes, you said too, right?
You can get it on Apple Podcasts, iTunes,
okay. Cool.
Google Play.
And share to Twitter?
It's right on the Game On website's homepage as well. You can find the feed from Podbean. I'll probably get posted later tonight at some point.
Awesome. Do you guys have any questions for us?
Nothing I can
right.
think of.
How about some free beer?
Juice has got a question.
Oh, Juice.
Here's a question. It's not really a question. It's a statement. Okay, Kickers, number one. We're coming for the championship.
Hey.
We're going to keep the energy high. Game on. We love it. Let's go, baby.
Let's go, boys.
Woo! Let's go, Juice. All right. I appreciate you guys jumping on. Thank you so much. Go drink with your friends.
Thank you for
having
us.
Thank you.